I told you a few weeks ago that I believe that Joe Biden should select a black woman as his running mate, a woman who has experience and the ability to bring the nation together and do something bold and profound. That he should choose Rice as his running mate. Not Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice. I think that would be a shocking move that would force Republicans to say, well, you know, wow. If Joe Biden's not going to make it, Condoleezza Rice in the Oval Office wouldn't look too bad. I think Condoleezza Rice would make an amazing president from what I know, potentially. Of course, she's part of that inside the Beltway crew, too, so you'd have to have some warning with it. But having said all that, Condoleezza Rice taking jabs at liberals for assuming how black people should think and act and vote and conduct themselves. She says that is the problem with the left. The left always telling black people how they should think. The prominent black Republican told the Aspen Security Forum that she doesn't think the United States will ever be a truly colorblind society. But she hopes that one day people will stop making assumptions based on race. I don't really care if we're colorblind, but I would like to get to the place that when you see somebody who's black, you don't have preconceived notions of what they're capable of, who they are, what they think, which, by the way, she says, is a problem on the left. You look at somebody who's black and you think, you know what they think, or at least you think you know what they ought to think. That's the problem with the left, says Condoleezza Rice. I agree. They should vote for Democrats. Why? Because things in Minneapolis and New York are going so swimmingly well? Or how about Cleveland or Milwaukee? Miami look good? Because the Democrat politicians have done such a marvelous job with the big cities in America that those that live there in higher populations and higher densities ought to keep voting for them? Please. It's completely absurd. Of course, Condoleezza Rice's comments come after Joe Biden saying to Charlemagne the God that if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. Is there anything more condescending than that? I don't think so. Oh, speaking of New York, such a healthy place for all the boys and girls. Such a healthy place for all the boys and girls. The New York City Health Commissioner has resigned. I'm out of here. But she's leaving because of the abysmal job done by Mayor de Blasio during the pandemic, she says. Dr. Oxyris Barbo resigned from her post Tuesday, citing Mayor de Blasio's handling of the coronavirus. Says, I'm done here, Mr. Worst mayor in America. De Blasio confirmed he received the resignation. Here's part of what she wrote. I leave my post today with deep disappointment that during the most critical public health crisis in our lifetime, that the health department's incomparable disease control expertise was not used to the degree it could have been. Our experts are world-renowned for their epidemiology, surveillance, and response work. The city would be well-served by having them at a strategic center at the response and not somewhere in the background. I think what she's saying here, if I'm going to decipher a bit for you, and that's kind of my job, politics was dictating the handling of the pandemic in New York, not the epidemiologists, not the science, politics. This morning I submitted my formal resignation to Mayor de Blasio, she wrote. Your experience and guidance have been the beacon leading the city through this historic pandemic as you brace for a second wave. But we need to be better positioned. Then she wrote this to the people in the agency. I have every confidence that you, the committed individuals of this agency, will continue to dedicate yourselves to protecting the health of all New Yorkers during this unprecedented public health emergency. The moment demands it without distractions. Yeah. She also apologized to the New York City Police Department. I apologize to the NYPD for leaving any impression whatsoever that I don't have the utmost respect for our police department, which plays a critical role on the front lines each and every day to keep our city safe. Mayor de Blasio How'd that work out for you? Oh, by the way, speaking of Mayor de Blasio's leadership and New York City and the country in general, violent crime and murders are skyrocketing across this country. We're going to have the highest murder rate in 50 years in 2020. Congratulations to the Democrat mayors and governors making it possible in all the blue states. And violence with firearms continues to rise in New York City as well. 244 shootings in July of 2020, just 88 a year ago. An increase of 177%. Shootings rose in July in every borough of the city. A 72% spike in shootings alone. 772, just 450 back in 2019. Murders in July, up 59%. Last year, 54 in 2020, 34 a year ago. Burglaries up 31%. Murder, rape, robbery, assault, grand larceny, all of it. Welcome to the Big Apple. Don't mind the maggots. Don't mind the maggots. Yeah. There you have it. It's a disaster, is New York City. And as I told you earlier, in Minneapolis, they're arguing about who should have called the National Guard, who did, who didn't, and what happened. The mayor and the governor of the state of Minnesota arguing that out. Mm-hmm. You got it. It's been a pretty interesting day, right? Still don't have results from those primary races that we want, like Rashida Tlaib. Mail-in balloting at its finest. Again, I encourage my friends, Democrats, please vote by mail. But don't do it until the last minute when you've really, truly decided who's the right person to vote for. Take your time. Evaluate it. And then mail in your ballot. It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Rivers Show. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.